Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worn from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the crying for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Alrighty, and it's Shilly Nunchucks on the Shilly Nunchucks Show with my little true furball co-hosts Jackie Chin Kinney and Rocky Balboa. Woo! What a night! Let me tell you, sorry, it's going to be such a short show. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties here, so I'm probably only going to have a half-hour show. Sorry about that. I'm doing the best I can, and I'm just going to get into it, right into the promos. Sarah Joy Foundation. I'm going right to the Facebook page on the description of the Sarah Joy Foundation. The Sarah Joy Foundation has a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, last year, did more travel and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many family members make their lives a hospital bed in four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do, or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, and the flowers of the spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. Now, the next one that I wanted to bring up is actually another one on GoFundMe.com. And on this one here, it's for Ernie Reyes Jr. And it's actually the one by his sister, Destiny Reyes. And I think they've raised $29,620 so far. And Ernie Reyes Jr. actually needs a kidney transplant, and this is a kidney transplant fund. Thank you for taking, this is Destiny. This is, I didn't write this, this is Destiny. Thank you, and Destiny is his sister. Thank you for taking a moment to see why and how you can make a difference. And this is exactly what it says on the page. My brother Ernie Reyes Jr. was recently in the ICU intensive care unit fighting for his life, suffering from kidney failure. Ernie is currently undergoing dialysis treatment 3 times per week for 4 hours a day while waiting for a kidney transplant. This is a very challenging time, not only for Ernie Jr.'s immediate family, but a challenging time for our family as well. My father, Ernie Reyes Jr., founder of Ernie Reyes West Coast World Martial Arts, is 100% committed to helping Ernie however he can. You may know or remember Ernie as a child in The Last Dragon and Sidekick, or as a teenager from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You may also remember him from The Rundown with The Rock, or even his most recent star appearance in NCIS Los Angeles. My brother spent his entire childhood and adult life fighting in films and television. How has battles gone from screen to reality fighting for his life? Regardless of where you have seen or heard of Ernie Reyes Jr., he has impacted people's lives all over the world through his extraordinary performance in television and film. Please be aware that he needs support during the time of need and recovery of his life. Thank you for your support, Destiny Reed. So that was his sister. And please go and donate. And any donation would be greatly appreciated. So they actually raised, out of the $75,000, $29,620. So please, 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 please give whatever you can. Every bit will help. So check that out. Thank you so much for everyone that's going to help give. Like I said, everything donated will be greatly appreciated. Oh, boy. Man, I just can't believe the technical difficulties. What a bummer, but doing the best that I can. Bringing up, trying to see what I'm, just wanted to read and do a little bit of music on here. For my hub pages, something that I had written, and I pinned stuff on my pages, even onto my Pinterest board for my hub pages. And this one's called Never Lower Your Standards, Never Ever Settle for Less Than You're Worth. Never lower your standards. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. In this world, none of us are perfect. I'm always the first one to say, I am imperfectly perfect. We all have our flaws. We have made mistakes, but remember your past, bad mistakes, and just learning experiences. If you do have a learning experience, just remember never to do it again. I learned to never settle and has brought grand happiness into my life. I once settled and it was the biggest mistake of my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait, before you make the biggest mistake of your life, well, you do learn from your mistakes, I know, I repeat. But you know something? There's a big, huge world out there, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path. You know what your path is. There's essence to your heart, and so there's nothing written, but you know you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It's just a feeling you get inside and try not to stray from it. Well, I did a few times, but let me say, I basically have been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle, and you know what happened? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That indeed is a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart about my beliefs about God. I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't more open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. If you really think about it, if God is supposed to create all living things, do you think God would really want any of us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people they are bad because they're different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. Maybe we could at least learn from each other, and maybe that would even help to expand our paths and to grow with each other. I know not a lot of people will think like I am, but my mind was opened up so long ago, and I keep continuing to educate myself. With people who the knowledge to pass on to me, and then in return I can pass it on to others. Sometimes you learn through people and not just in schools. You learn through life and real love. You can find people that are real and not fake, and believe me, you find those people that are good, you'll become, your life will become golden too. And remember to check out those 2 promos, the Sarah Joy Foundation, on Facebook and on GoFundMe.com, Ernie Reyes Jr. I'm going to be playing, let's see, hold on 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Let's see. Hold on 1 second. Okay, posting. Why isn't it letting me click like? Stop that. Okay, playing. Oh, gosh. I'm having such a little bit technical difficulties here. Inspiration. Just trying to type here. Inspiration by Jay Giannone. Oh, no. I'm trying to type it one of. Live now on my show. Okay. I'm actually going to be playing a film brother of mine. His song, Inspiration, and it's by Jay Giannone. And watch out for him on this summer. I think it's this summer. It's Black Mask. It was a movie based on Whitey Bulger. Playing Whitey Bulger is Johnny Depp. And actually, Jay is actually working with Johnny Depp. And I think he actually takes Whitey Bulger down, the detective. And that's what he's playing in there. So I'm going to play Inspiration. And I shall be back, and here's Jay Giannone.
Hip hop saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, but can happen if you grind. I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall, but the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder, and my room depressed, with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
I've been waiting for so long for success just to hold me. Your beautiful mama.